Masay. Oh. Now, there's a very lot of Sfasem. It's quite a big Pasha. Usually Pasha's Masay go together. So most of the Sfasem have very little on Pasha's Masay, but they have a lot on Pasha's Matas. Sfasem has a lot on Pasha's Masay with a lot of very important fundamental messages and Chizuk for us in our own struggles in life. So he says a fantastic thing. The Pasuk says, "Eile Masay Bnei Yisrael leMoitzayim leMasayim Masayim leMoitzayim." Klal Yisrael throughout the Midbar, right? We're traveling on one long journey, and we know that the travels of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar correspond to the travels of Bnei Yisrael throughout the Golus until Bias Mashiach, until the coming of the Messiah. Right? Until Bias Mashiach. Every place they traveled was connected a different Mokem that Klal Yisrael were going to travel through in Golus. Now, why so much traveling? From the distance from the Yam Suf to Eretz Yisrael wasn't so far. It doesn't take 40 years. So why is there so much traveling? Why do you need so much traveling? So he says the Helikas Vasemes, Ki Yine Ha'odom Nikra Mahalech. Every single person, a Jew, is called a Mahalech.
Wandering Jew.
Wandering Jew. Tehid Svasemes. What was the first word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the first Yid? Excellent. What's the first word? Lech.
Lech
means Yerhoilach. In other words, Avraham Avinu, that's how HaKadosh Baruch was taking Avraham Avinu out of Terach's house. Hashem is introducing Avraham. What's the difference between you and Terach? You, Avraham, and Terach? Terach says, an Avodah Zarah doesn't move. Eitz Ve'Even doesn't move. A Yid, a Jew, is constantly a Hoilach. In other words, he's always walking. He's either walking forward or backwards. The Bechas V'Shalom. But a Jew is never staying in one place. So in here, Adam Nikram Halach, but Tzarech Tomid Leilech Mimadrega El Madrega Cheres. A person always has to be going from one Madrega to another Madrega. Right? What does it mean we're going? Doesn't mean that the Jews have to be marathon runners. Doesn't mean they're constantly on the move. It means Mimadrega El Madrega. In other words, every single Jew, every morning and every day, and every he always has to be full of new ambitions, and he has to be implementing his ambitions. Let's say a person decides, you know, let's take the most classical example of Klal Yisrael, right? Daf Yomi. So, tens of thousands of people learn Daf Yomi. Let's say a guy's learned Daf Yomi, he's finished Shasna. Now, what should he do the second time? Either Yerushalmi or do two Daf a day. Constantly, always a Hoylach, right? When you guys are school kids, so, you know, you came to Shul Shachas every day, you couldn't be bothered for, you know, Kabonis and, you know, Pesuk of the Zimra, you know, hit the headlines. The Ashrei, the Baruch Sha'oma, the Ashrei and the Yishtabach, and then the Shman and the Shemoyne Esra, and that was long enough. You start Steiging, you say the whole Bechus Krishna. You start Steiging, the whole Pesuk of the Zimra. You carry on Steiging, and then you start saying Korban Tomit in Kabonis. And then you also say Ketoyres, because the Zohar Kodesh says that every word of Ketoyres, if you know how Chomit Ketoyres is to Hashem, a person will put a crown on every word of Ketoyres and dance up and down the room with every word of Ketoyres. And then you get used to saying Tomit and Ketoyres, and then you read the Kamarna, and the Kamarna says that somebody doesn't say Ezim Akoyma, they'll have to come back and have a Gilgul just to be Masakim as Ezim Akoyma. Start saying Ezim Akoyma. And so a Jew is constantly a Hoylech. The Jew is constantly a Hoylech. And the same thing goes for learning. You finish Shasbikis, then you want to do Shasbikis. Then you got Mishnais, then you got Tanakh, and then you want to do with Malbim, then you want to do Tanakh with Abarbanel, then you want to do Tanakh. It keeps on moving and it's never stopping. Now, that's what classifies a Jew. Because the emes is, we're always moving. Why? Because we have a destiny, we have a destination. Right? A goy doesn't have a destination. Right? So he's not going anywhere. Esav, the Moshe said, Hine enochi hoylech, the Pasuk and Basha told us, Hine enochi hoylech lomos. Where's he going? Nowhere. So therefore, why should it be a hoylech? The person's got no destination in sight, why should it be a hoylech? Relax where you are. You're not going anywhere anyways. Masha Enkein, a Jew, we have a beautiful destiny. We have a Yemos Mashiach, we have the Achris Hayomim, we have Olam Haba. We have so much ahead of us that we're travelers. But we're travelers, what's keeping us going? Usually a traveler gets tired. Why don't we get tired? The answer is because we have such a glorious destination that there requires a lot of preparation to get there to that destination. So that's why a Jew is always a Hoylech. Now, Va'oyson Agdolim Shemadar Midbar. These Gedolim in the Dar Midbar, Holchu Tomid Mi Masa La Masa, they constantly went from journey to journey. V'chol Masa, every single journey, Hoyim El Chama Chadashim. Every single journey, he's saying something very fundamental. Every single journey was a melchama. As we said, what did the Aaron used to do? By he bin Saya Aaron. What do we say when you open up the Aron HaKodesh? Kum Hashem V'yafutsu Oivecho V'yanusu M'sanecha M'ifanecha. Why are we mentioning all our enemies suddenly? What does the pasuk mean? The Aron is the journey. Moshe says Kum Hashem V'yafutsu Oivecho. All the enemies of Klal Yisrael, right? All the, who are the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the spurs, all enemies get out of the way. The Aron was our navigator in the middle. So it seems like that every place we went to, there was enemies waiting for us, and the Aron was just dispersing them. What does that symbolize? It says it's Fasemes that symbolizes that on our journey, that we're all a holech on that journey is full of milchamas. There's not a journey without a milchama. Every single Jew feels, oh, I've reached somewhere. And then there's a maradik milchama. You're so excited, you know, so excited to get up the next morning early and to have a good day's learning, and then what happens is he gets up the next morning and he bangs into the lamppost. So he's got a headache. And every time you think there's always a melchama. Every step, there's a melchama. Because it's not, to get to the destination, we've got to deserve. We've got to deserve the destiny that's in store for us, we have to deserve. And there's nothing that's given without hard work. And therefore, that's why everywhere in the Midbar, what was our navigation? The navigation was you're going to hit Melchamas all the time. But you're going to fight them, you're going to be victorious over them, as we were in the Midbar. And then you go on and you attain the next Madriga. In a very extreme way, in a very extreme way, Rabbi Sa'adia Gaon. Have you heard of Rabbi Sa'adia Gaon? So Rabbi Sa'adia Gaon was before the Rishonim, right? Before the Rishonim, there was the Gaonim. And one of the famous Gaonim was Rabbi Sa'adia Gaon. He used to sit all day long, day and night, with his talis and tefillin, learning and teaching Talmidim. And every single day, he used to repent on his previous day's Averis. Previous day's Averis, Talmidim told him, you make no Averis. We monitor you. For the last 24 hours, you did nothing but davening and learning with your talis and tefillin and teaching. Where are your Averis? So what did he answer? He answered every single day when a person wakes up in the morning, in contrast to his Avodas Hashem the previous day, he's a Chayte. Because every day he was going up a higher Madrega and a higher Madrega. And every day he was more engrossed and every day he was more connected. And therefore we looked at, compared today to yesterday, he felt that yesterday he was a sinner and he has to repent. So that means that a person's always moving. And a person's always got struggles in life. And a person always has to soon see what a person should do and how to tackle one's struggles in life. That's part of life. Just like Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, says the Sfasemes, that's what happens to us as well. And whoever is busying himself with this melchama l'shem shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesayei alohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help them in their melchama. And then it continues the Sfasemes and says beautifully, that's the chiluk between the weekdays and Shabbos. The weekdays, we're on the battleground. Shabbos is menucha from all the battles. You know what Sfasemes says? And all the Hasidic Shusvam say that if a person did not have battles with his Yetzirah, right, we mean spiritual battles over here, if a person didn't have battles during the week, he can't appreciate Shabbos. Harei Shabbos is menucha. The person was sitting all the week on the beach, and he's not going to feel much of Shabbos because he was menucha all week. Only Shabbos is there for menucha. During the week, the person's got to try, and then the Yetzirah is going to come to him. And if the Yetzirah comes to him, he's going to have to fight it. And then the next day, he's going to get up and he's got a headache and he can't concentrate and he still pushes himself and this and that. During the week, it's time, it's constant battles. But nevertheless, when Shabbos comes in, what is Shabbos? Shabbos means we've reached our destination. We were fighting to get there. Every Shabbos, we got there. Begin Sunday, next one. Starting the whole round again. We have Nisyonis, we go back to the weekdays, we have Nisyonis. Mamish like Yaakov and Esau, right? Because we know that Yaakov is Shabbos. Psukim and Yeshaya and Navi say that Yaakov is Shabbos. Achalticha, Nachlas, Yaakov, Ovicha, Oz Tesanigal Hashem, Vakavticha, Bama Oretz, Achalticha, Nachlas, Yaakov, all the Psukim discuss that Yaakov is a Bechinas Shabbos. Esav, who's his twin brother, is the Bechina of the week. Yaakov is constantly having problems with Esav. Because that is what life is all about. Esav's chasing after Yaakov, meaning that life is all about the Yetzirah chasing after us. But eventually Yaakov reaches Menuch. Goes down to Mitzrayim, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, causing us to realize that after every battle you're going to have Menucha. And when you have Menucha, you'll appreciate the Menucha. There's no greater tainuk, there's no greater pleasure than the Menucha that comes after Melchemes HaYetzer. And that's what we have every week of Shabbos, coming after the week. And that's how they lived through the Midbar. Vayisu, Vayachanu. You look in the Pesukim, Vayisu. Vayisu means journeying, traveling, hurdles, stumbling blocks, obstacles on the way. The Aaron gets rid of them. Klal Yisrael with Avoda get rid of them. And then Vayachanu. Then Vayisu again. Stops and the Sion is all over again. Vayachanu. And the truth is, and it doesn't stop even after when a person leaves this world. The Gemara says at the end of Maseches Brachos, look it up yourself, the last Gemara Maseches Brachos. Tamid HaChachamim, Ein Lemenucha, carry on. Because in the next world, we keep on being Masi new Madrigas. There's no such thing as singing the same song again in the next world. We recite every Friday night davening, Shiru Lashem Shir Chodosh.
But then in the next world, it's like that's the whole thing.
You're asking a very good question. I'll answer your question now. We'll finish let's finish up with Tzadik Zvar. Tzadik says, what does it mean, Shir Lashem Shir Chodosh? Talking about loss of love. Loss of love, every second, we'll understand something deeper. When we understand something, just like the Ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Kolamar Bela Saper, Areze, Shubach. You want to wait at that time, at that point in Seder? Havadam Yinu, you still awake? So, Kolamar Bela Saper, Areze, Meshubach. Why is Kolamar Bela Saper? How many times can you say that the river turned into blood and then the frogs, you know, the noise of the frogs drove them crazy? And they're all full of lice and they were itchy. How many times can you say? The Teret says that you can understand Yetzias Mitzrayim on a million different levels. And because Yetzias Mitzrayim corresponds to which Gula? The Gula from Mitzrayim corresponds to which Gula? The Gula of the Achris Hayomim. Ki Meitzeis Chom Mitzrayim, Erenu Neflois. Just like the Achris Hayomim, we'll understand the new Yeshuas and the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu anew every second. So to Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can understand every second better. So whoever's marvel is up with Yetzias Mitzrayim, it shows that he has a deep understanding and a deep understanding. So he never stops talking about it because he keeps on getting a deep understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a parallel to the deep understanding that we'll be getting every single second. So there are ain't menucha. Tamei docham dona menucha loy ba'al mazer v'loy ba'al mabah. But Motel is asking a very good kasha. What does it mean? So we thought the next world is the world of Menucha. So the answer is, it's Menucha, it's moving on from Madrega to Madrega, but without battles. Let's take a simple battle. What's a simple battle? Learning Gemara. Try it the first time, doesn't click. Try it the second time, doesn't click. It's a struggle. Eventually it clicks. When it clicks, that's Maridi, then you have the feeling of Menucha. In Olam Haba, it's not going to be a struggle. Just in Olam Haba, we'll sit and we'll be massive. We'll have deeper and deeper insights and understanding to everything we learned down here in Olam Hazeh. Obviously, a person cannot get any insight in the next world into something that he didn't learn in this world. That's why everyone has to learn all Torah in this world. Right? So first you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kol HaBikiyus, and then you go into Bidiyah. Because you have to know. Now, a person will sit, you learn the Mishnah. And in the next world, every second, a person will get a deeper insight into the Pshat in Shnayim Oichas and Betalas. Everything in Gemara is only a scraping on the surface. It really goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And in the next world, because we'll keep being masik, everything deep, but not through battles, not through struggles. Just sit back, and all the hasagas, all the insights are going to come to a person one after the other, and that's going to be the greatest time. Just like Shabbos. Tzadikim were known that on Shabbos, right? Chedush Harim, for example. Chedush Harim didn't learn Gemara on Shabbos. Tzadikim used to sit. And they used to just enjoy the Shabbos. What were they enjoying? They were just sitting and things were coming to them. Insights, ideas, and emunah, and bitochen, and yediyas Hashem. Things were just coming to them. when they ate the meals, when they sang these meals, they felt like they were just going up and up and up. They felt so different and so special. That's Menachem Law. But during the week, like I said before, it's a parallel, that there's a journey. And the journey comes along with its obstacles and with its stumbling blocks. But a Jew has to realize that we're going to get to our destination. We have a haftacha, we have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are going to get to our destination. And that's what the Sfasemis says in a later piece, but also connected to what we're saying now. However, even the battles that Klal Yisrael did fight in the Midbar, it wasn't really them fighting. It was absolutely very clear that the one who was fighting for them was the Rabban Shlomo. I mean, this, you know, the most classical example of that is really the first battle that they fought going into the Midbar with Amalek. So Moshe Rabbeinu raises his arm, Nitzachon, victory. When he doesn't, no victory. You see that all the battles that were waged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Rabban Shlomo. And that's an unbelievable chizuk for us in our battles that we're going through today as well. We don't have to fight our battles first. With all our struggles that we go through, with all the nisyonos, with all the yetzaharos, with all the difficulties, we have to realize hashlach al Hashem yehavcha. We have to realize, just like in the Midbar, it was a vayhi bin soya ha'ayin, vayim ha'mai shakum ha'ashem yefutsu ha'yivecha. It was the Aaron that dispersed, it was the Rabban Shlomo that dispersed. So too over here. Sometimes a person gets into such a confusion, he doesn't know where to turn. And do you know what the problem with him is? That he doesn't know where to turn. Where should he be turning? Hashlach al Hashem yehavcha v'hu yechal kelecha. If a person says to Rabban Shlomo, you know I can't tackle this on my own. I'm leaving it up to you. I'm just doing whatever my shtadl says. You don't want me to succumb to my yetzahara. I'm working myself not to succumb to my yetzahara. But I can't see myself with my own kochas getting out of this. But that's exactly the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have. He wants you to realize that even the non-struggles, everything comes from Him. Sometimes He sends a person into such a struggle that a person feels he's banging in the corner and he doesn't see out. He's stuck and he's trapped from all sides. Mamish, like it was by Kriyas Yam Suf. From the left and the right of them, they had snakes and scorpions. In front of them, they had a sea, and behind them, they had a stream running after them. And they said, "Whoa, what do we do over here?" So they cried to Hashem. What did Hashem answer?
Yes.
Just go. What do you mean, just go? Jump into the Yam? Suicidal. It didn't turn out to be suicidal. Nobody died there. What's the pshat? The pshat is, once a person realizes, he reaches a point where he realizes that this Yitzhara is on this side, this Yitzhara is on the other, this struggle is over here, and this struggle is over there, there's nowhere to turn. So he says to Rabban Shlomo, I have nowhere to turn. I do have. I'm turning to you. And the answer to Rabban Shlomo says, that once you get to that realization, just move. Just carry on. Just, you know, just go to your son. You don't want to, just go, you're going to see that everything's going to be sorted out. How? Lamalim in Ateva. How did everything get sorted out in the Midbar? They couldn't see beyond them. There was an anakovet. There was mountains. Who flattened the mountains for them? An anakovet. I mean, Klal Yisrael should have banged into everything in the Midbar. Right? Should have had wild animals and cactus plants. I don't know what they should have had in the Midbar attacking them. But nevertheless, it was anyways all lamalim and ateva. So on one end, we're always fighting. But on the other hand, we're not the fighters. Hashem puts us into the nisyonos, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the feeling that He just wants us to carry on because we are a hoylech, and Hashem just wants us to carry on. And you're going to see that it's anyways us who are not fighting the battle. And therefore, there's nothing to worry. A person shouldn't worry. Shtem emunim betochan, and vayisu, and he should just go, and he should just go. And eventually he'll see that he'll conquer it, and then vayachnu. And then he'll be able to rest and relax. And the same thing is in Purim, right? The happiest occasion of the year, the Yom Tov that we have of Purim. When did they make the Yom Tov? What does the Pasuk say? What does the Gemara say in Megillah? They finished killing people and everything ended on a certain day. And then the next day they rested, and that's when they made the Yom Tov. Again, on Purim it was overwhelming odds. Amalek, Haman, Achashverosh, all the countries. The Jews had nowhere to turn. Just imagine a situation, at least even in the Holocaust, right? Jews fled to America, Jews fled to England. There was where to, those Jews who fled, who had siyat l'shmaya to flee, had where to flee. When you're dealing with a king, who's a king of the whole world, and every country there's a decree that at a certain date, the non-Jews have to kill all the Jews. Is there anywhere to turn? Nowhere to turn. Except, where anyways, we always have to turn. And that's turning to Rabban Shlomo. And they turned to Rabban Shlomo and did tshuva, but the next day they had Menucha. And that's the day that we have Purim, that's the Yom Simcha. So it's an unbelievable thing. A person shouldn't be scared of Mitzrayim. You know what the Tiferes Shleimus says? That the Tiferes Shleimus says that a person must be memayis with Mitzrayim. A person must think, oh, you know, look at this, you know, I wish I'd have more menuch in my life. Why is everything, every time I decide I want to try something, boom, and a sign comes my way. Says that the Tiferes Shleimus, a person must be memayis with Mitzrayim. He mustn't be mosty, he mustn't despise his Mitzrayim. He has to realize that his Mitzrayim is only making him grow. A nisayon is milosh a nace. A nace is a mast, something that with the ropes you lift up on the ship, like a flag that you fly, and you fly very high. That's what a nisayon is. And the Eibush is helping us with our nisayon. He's the one who's fighting for us, and he's the one who's getting to us. And the rest of the show, we should all be zoicha and her b'yameinu, reading Parshas Masay. Through all the journeys and through all the struggles that we're going to have in Mitzvah Hashem, until the Shiach Tzidkenu, Sheyovoi V'Yigoleinu, then He should come redeem us in Mitzvah Hashem. And then we'll be Zoycha to all the Menucha V'Lanachala, and we'll be Zoycha all to come here, Mitzvah Hashem, Rebias Mashiach Tzidkenu, L'Oilam, L'Netzach, and Tzachim, Herab Yemenu, Amen.